producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
On a daily basis now, we're seeing videos of Border Patrol agents saying basically they don't need to know if you're a citizen, because it doesn't matter if you're a citizen or not, just come on in. We've got cops in New Jersey on video saying, yeah, I don't have to follow the Constitution anymore. Obama doesn't. We have 911 calls now coming out today that are up on Infowars.com. 911 dispatcher instructs a woman to lay down her gun and let the robber breaking in basically do what he wants. That audio is coming up. Meanwhile, Russia prepares large-scale, quote, invasion, battle-ready force of infantry, armor, artillery, air defense are indeed massing on the Ukrainian border. And that is not just NATO propaganda. It's definitely going on. Continuing here, UN and feds plan to fight Ebola with tyranny. But don't worry, the Washington Post says it's global warming. Pay Al Gore and the UN money. They'll save you. CDC getting dozens of calls about people who are sick in the U.S. with Ebola-type illnesses. U.S. health authorities have been caught concealing the number of suspected Ebola victims from the public. That was Paul Joseph Watson on Infowars.com yesterday, carried by DrugReport.com. Today, that's in CBS News, Breitbart, you name it. Confirmed. Ebola tested across the nation. Government suppresses info. Breitbart. Ebola. Global experts begin emergency talks with the World Health Organization. BBC. Ebola outbreak could be much worse than thought. CBS News today. That's all coming up. And then the incredible news on the border front. But I love how Drudge has the headline, Redford sues New York over $1.6 million tax bill. Robert Redford doesn't want to pay taxes. And Al Gore's always suing over taxes, and we're always seeing MSNBC hosts suing over taxes, and Democratic Congress people not paying taxes and higher rates than Republicans on record. Look it up. And, of course, the self-propelled goblin creature, the anti-gunner who has six bodyguards and owns an arsenal himself and buys defense contractor stocks. Michael Moore famously has sued over and over again over not wanting to pay taxes and over wanting more money. And look, if you want to sue to get out of taxes, more power to you, because the taxes are out of control. But don't run around saying raise taxes on, quote, rich people, who you really mean are above $30,000 a year under Obama. That's rich. Seven taxes on people making less than $20,000 a year, more than 18 taxes on people making less than $50,000 a year, and a total of 22 whopping juicies. Look it up. Just type in 22 taxes. In Obamacare, 22, 22, 22. And, of course, who's exempt? The big UN-funded Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the rest of it. General Electric, Google. General Electric pays zero. Google pays 3%. They write the tax laws to get away with it. Here are the new taxes you're going to pay under Obamacare. And then Business Insider list, 20-plus. All the little juicies. All the different property tax, federal property taxes, environmental taxes, regulations, payroll taxes. And then there's hidden taxes where they cut your hours from 40 down to at least 30. Most people just got caught, you know, and got cut down to 20. Got caught big time by that in the crosshairs. So capital gains taxes, dividend taxes. You're like, well, I don't care. I don't have capital gains. I don't own stocks. Well, your boss does, or the people that shop in your shop do. Taxes kill economies. Kennedy cut taxes in the biggest tax bracket by 50%. Look it up. And tax receipts doubled. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. On the other side, it is a jam-packed transmission. We've got an expert joining us on the history of IRS abuse, tying it into the attack on anybody who isn't a communist today and the reign of political terror going on. And Jesse Ventura joins us for a full hour with breaking information. He'll cover the waterfront. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Try to be as disciplined as I can today to cover all the massive news we've got. Jesse Ventura will give folks the rest of the story on his trial and on how they try to sabotage people with disinformation campaigns in the media. So hear the rest of the story today with Jesse Ventura. We also have an investigative journalist that's been working with the former Congressman Hansen on the true history of the vicious political persecutions that the IRS has carried out, mainly under Democrats, though there has been some political persecution using the IRS by Republicans. Nixon was removed from office for it. That's what he finally got in trouble for. Under Obama, it's conservatively 100,000 times worse. Nixon did it to about 120-something people. Obama has done it to millions. Millions, well over a million people have been messed with, some jailed. I mean, if that doesn't concern everybody, whoa. And Dinesh D'Souza being arrested, trying to stop his film from coming out. being threatened, being told to back off or you're going to get it. Then they came after him. Again, if Michael Moore was arrested and thrown in jail for making his films and set up, I would come to his aid, even though I don't agree with him on most things. Vanessa Souza, I agree with on most things, but it's the same deal. You let political persecution happen to anybody, it will bite you in the butt every time. Who was the famous pastor who was in Nazi Germany, and he wrote while living in a death camp? First they came for the labor unions, I wasn't a labor union. Then they came for the communists, I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews, I wasn't a Jew. And finally they came for me. He was a Baptist, wasn't he? And then there was nobody else there to stand up for me. This is how this works, ladies and gentlemen. And tyranny can shell itself going after a bad group like communists or radical Muslims or whatever, but then it ends up setting the precedent to go after gun owners, the Tea Party, libertarians. The guys found the quote. I'll put it back up on screen. First They Came is a famous statement and provocative poem attributed to Pastor Martin Niemöller. How do you pronounce it?
Niemöller.
I can't even read it across the room. About the cowardice of the German intellectuals following the Nazis' rise to power and the subsequent purging of their chosen targets group by group, there is some disagreement over the exact wording of the quotation. And when it was created, the content of the quotation may have been presented differently by the pastor on different occasions. But it's known that he basically said, first they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. And he created multiple versions of it while he was in a forced labor camp, but was first able to write it down in 1946. Didn't mean to digress off into that, but it's an important point to make. And before I get into the huge Ebola news and the huge border news and the huge Russia news, before I get into all that, I have three different articles in front of me, one from 2 days ago and two from today, that are both up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Police officer says, if Obama doesn't follow the Constitution, we don't have to. New Jersey cop. Boy, is that video not a Rosetta Stone. We're going to play it here in a moment with the gentleman who shot the video's commentary. Then it dovetails with the video 2 days ago, time-stamped last week, where the truck driver's driving through an internal checkpoint 70 miles from the Texas border, and they say, are you a U.S. citizen? And he says, does it matter? And the Border Patrol guy says, no, not anymore, and waves him through. Those two clips go together, and then they go together with this clip that's coming up. 911 dispatcher's insane instructions to a woman whose house is being robbed, put down the gun. I mean, here's the deal. Somebody's already breaking into my house and already in it when she found him. I'm not going to call 911 and say, what do I do? Because the guy might be armed. He's going to get the jump on me. I'm going to creep up, look around the corner. If the person's got a firearm in my house, I'm going to drop them. If they don't have a visible weapon, I'm going to say, you've got 3 seconds. I don't want to startle them either because they might panic and pull the gun. I'm going to say, you got 3 seconds to get down on the ground before I fill you full of holes.
When I called 911, she kept saying, well, put the gun down, put the gun down. And I said, I'll put the gun down when I see the police.
And then there's more to that newscast coming up. But this is the type of stuff that's going on. You don't tell an 80-year-old woman, put the gun down when her husband's out of town fishing and the person's breaking in the middle of the night. You got two choices. If you got a back door and you don't have kids, you can leave the house and call the police. And quite frankly, I don't want to deal with a dead burglar in my house. I'll be honest, I would think about just leaving if I was, say, in a back bedroom, had a backyard, and a way to get out in the back gate. And then I'd just call the cops from outside, and they get busted in the act inside. Because I don't want to deal with a dead person. But if you're in my house, and I'm, say, upstairs, and I can't get out, I'm going to draw down on you. I'm going to tell you to get on the ground. And if you don't get on the ground, I'm going to start shooting. And law in almost every state, of course, allows and authorizes and encourages that, because this is how people get killed, folks. Now, when the cops get there, you know, it's best to just talk to a lawyer first before you talk to them, because the cops usually understand the common sense of defending yourself. That some of the district attorneys now will try to prosecute you, even if the person's armed in your house. If you say shoot a couple times and they turn and run, and because of the adrenaline, you keep shooting, and then they die on the street, they'll say, why'd you keep shooting? Well, he needed to die. You're being honest. They'll try to twist it and say it's premeditated, when obviously it isn't. You got somebody in your house. They're attacking you. They're coming after you. They're violating you. You've got adrenaline going. It is a passionate defense, not a crime of passion, a passionate defense. That's why, even though it's sad when it happens, the cops get let off when somebody gets out of their car, pulls a cell phone out of their pocket. It's at night. It looks like a gun on the surveillance tape. The cop shoots you. It looks like a gun. Things like that are going to happen. It's a sad thing. But statistically, the citizens are safer, the police are safer, everyone's safer when you have a right to defend yourself in your home. Look at the crime numbers on D.C., New York, and Chicago with their gun bans. We put the graphs up on screen before. You can look them up. But crime rates have dropped 52% in violent crime everywhere else in the country since 1992, while exponentially rising in those three cities. Chicago, ladies and gentlemen, has roughly, I saw this in the Houston Chronicle a few months ago, you can pull it up, 14 times the crime rate of even Houston for murders and shootings. And Houston's a dangerous city. So could you imagine living in a place where only the criminals have guns? It's a terrible thing. Let's go ahead, though, and first play this police officer, and then I'll give you the rest of the story on it. In New Jersey, responding to a complaint about corruption and having his rights violated by asserting that law enforcement officers no longer need to follow the Constitution because it's already been decimated by President Obama. So I love the argument. Obama's bad, and he's violating everybody's rights and setting the precedent, so I don't have to follow it either, and I'm not going to let you file a complaint. So Obama's bad, so I'm going to act just like him. Or Obama's bad, so I can rob banks. Or government officials are allowed to be pedophiles, so I'm going to go out and try to rob liquor stores. No, we bring them to justice. We call them out politically. We convict them in the court of public opinion. We don't then just give in to it and then say, no holds barred now. Now, all these unconstitutional laws, unconstitutional taxes that are meant to destroy us, it's your decision whether to pay them or not. We're getting to the point of noncompliance and civil disobedience. But you cannot have, quote, civil disobedience against the citizens violating their rights because Obama's doing it. But that is going to start happening, where government across the board is going to get even worse at the low level. That's how tyranny's always unfolded, as I've told you, folks. And as history shows, when the big guys in the Soviet, Communist, Nazi Party, whatever the case is, get away with bloody murder, pretty soon the mid-level and the low-level get away with it, and all hell breaks loose, and the public turns against the system. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of the cop.
Rights were violated. My civil rights were violated.
Well, because Obama has decimated the freaking Constitution. So I don't give a damn, because if he doesn't follow the Constitution, we don't have to.
It's New Jersey case law.
Yes, you don't have.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to follow the Constitution.
Our president.
Can you say that one more time? I'm not sure I heard it clearly.
Obama has decimated the freaking Constitution. So I don't give a damn, because if he doesn't follow the Constitution, we don't have
it. It's New Jersey case law.
Yeah. Just tell me that one more time so I completely understand what you just said.
Obama has decimated the freaking Constitution. So I don't give a damn, because if he doesn't follow the Constitution, we don't have it.
You know, you're aware of your rights and everything like that. So you still go on the property.
This is public property.
All right, we're going to come back with the rest of the story, give you the details, but I want to get the guy that shot this video on, because I want to see if the cop's making a rhetorical point or whether this is edited or whether the cop's completely out of his mind. But it looks pretty bad. And it's just like the Border Patrol video that's coming up as well. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now, 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com.
Supernaturalsilver.com.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Writings on the
storm. Riders on the storm.
We are riding the storm of the Russia crisis that's heating up. Ebola, the border collapse, the dollar devaluation, Homeland Security publicly training for war with returning veterans, gun owners, Christians, libertarians, you name it. This is the age of just over-the-top bizarre tyranny. And I'm going to get into all that news coming up in the next segment. But I want to discuss the larger issue of a government that goes, okay, it is illegal for us to spy on you without warrants, and we are using it for political control and to track what you're buying and doing to corner the market and fix the stock market and shut down our competition. And we are reading all your emails, and so are private corporations. And we are selling your health data to everybody illegally. And we are putting different chemicals in the water to control you. That's in the news now. And we do take foster children and test pesticides on them until they die, and nobody's going to get in trouble. And we are building emergency FEMA camps to put political dissidents in. And we are going to violate your rights, and we are going to give billions of dollars openly to our political friends, and we're going to ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and run a false flag, and we're going to openly arm Al-Qaeda and change their name to IS to confuse the public, or ISIS. And we're going to let George Soros overthrow Ukraine, start a war with Russia. Again, not saying Putin's good, but it'd be like if our government was starting a war with China. It's crazy is what it is. We lose the moral high ground. But look who runs our government. People like George Soros and David Rockefeller. With a bunch of weirdos who are really just organized crime, like Robert Redford and Michael Moore, who all have armed bodyguards and want our guns and want to raise taxes on poor people, but they're always getting out of taxes. And Warren Buffett, literally tax-exempt, lobbying 24/7 to raise taxes on poor people to get banker bailout money to stuff in his wallet while he funds eugenics operations. It makes me want to throw up. So here are these clips together of the cop in New Jersey today. This came out. This is on InfoWars.com. And the Border Patrol in Texas saying, no, yeah, go on in. Doesn't matter if you're a citizen or not. Here it is.
Obama has decimated the freaking Constitution. So I don't give a damn because if he doesn't follow the Constitution, we don't have
it. It's New Jersey case law.
Yes, you don't have it. Did you get that?
How you doing, U.S. Border Patrol? How many people on board?
Me?
U.S. citizen.
Yeah, but does it really matter?
Not anymore, unfortunately. Thank you.
You too.
Not anymore, unfortunately. Now, that guy's a good guy. He just says, no, not anymore, waves him on through, being honest. The other guy, there's a little more in the clip. We'll try to play the whole thing coming up. I want to get the folks that put the video out on the show, as I said earlier. But I've had cops tell me, I don't want to hear about the Constitution when I'm in a jail cell for protesting or whatever, and they're pushing my head in the wall or, you know, whatever. And I just look at them and I go, don't you understand you're going to lose the checks and balances as well, and you're not going to have any security or your children? And invariably, are you threatening my children? And then I say, boy, you really have a problem. I guess that was a jail guard in that case. When I'm clearly saying, don't you care about your children? And then invariably they say, nobody's going to fix it. It's just going to get worse. I'm going along with it. A fatalist, give in to the corruption, join the corruption so you feel like you're a winner when all you're doing is greasing the skids. But it's not just the people that work in the government. The general public, on average, I found, is even worse than the police. And I'm not kissing up the police. I'm a big critic, because everybody knows. I'm just honest. The general public, on average, a lot of great people in the general public, the best, don't stop when somebody's run over on the highway. Don't go visit their grandparents or their parents in the nursing home. Are totally self-centered, and they can see somebody's house burning down, and they say, I don't care, it's not my house. And they just could care less. And they want to abort more babies, they want to get rid of the poor people instead of building them up. But they're the first ones, though, that'll call the cops when your 9-year-old is playing in the park behind your house. And they say, I believe it's abusive that 9-year-old boy or girl, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, is playing out there. or the kid gets off at 3:30 and mom gets home at 5, like my parents always did, and you just get off the school bus and you go play at the park with your friends when you're 8 years old. In rural areas and in big cities, they're taking people's kids, calling it abuse. And it's always the trendies that call the cops. And the cops have to file a report, so CPS comes and demands they arrest people, while Texas just, quote, changed the law, the regulation, without going to the legislature, to just have suspend all rules for illegal kids. Because it is human trafficking, it is illegal. But hey, that's not suspended in Texas. If your kid gets caught playing at the park, you're going to go to prison, because this country's a police state.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
You let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Aligns himself with the truth. It is time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kissed you.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here, live, back weeknights. 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, with the incredible InfoWars News team. And not just our great reporters like Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, David Knight, and others, but the great team behind them, like Darren McBreen, who's also a reporter, Marcos Morales, of course, Rob Dew, just slaving. He was up until midnight on his own accord on Monday night, working to get a report out. Josh Owens, everybody. We just need to have a whole big round table sometime in the new studio with the whole crew in there, the whole news crew, and just kind of do a huge round table of folks talking about their experiences in the New World Order and just what happens around this operation. I know listeners like that. We've done that before years ago. We should start doing that at least once a month. So don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. You can see the nightly news every night, 7 o'clock Central. Before I get into all the Ebola news, the huge Russia news, the huge border news, the Democrats, as usual, trying to dodge and successfully doing so, the taxes they put on the rest of us, that's the issue. Before I do that, I wanted to just tell the listeners, we're having the phones blown off the hook for people wanting the newest InfoWarsLife.com product, DNA Force, that is the most powerful, concentrated, organic sources of patented cell-boosting composites that are on record, just rejuvenating, you name it. It is sold out. It will still be sold out for at least 10 weeks. It's been sold out for a week. We hope to get it here within 10 weeks. We're rushing it. 12 weeks is what we were told. Maybe we're getting it a week early. Next time we're going to produce more, but it's so expensive to produce that we don't even have the capital to get the full amount we need to supply everybody. But by reinvesting all the little profit we got from 1,000 bottles, we can get 3,000 bottles and then, you know, try to build up the supplying folks. And then you get the highest level of cutting-edge nutraceutical on record and support the InfoWar while you're at it. What we do have, I'm going to take my, I take one pill in the morning, one at lunch, and one at dinner. I've only been on it about a month and a half. It's only been out a week, but I had it before it came out, obviously. And you can see the whole write-up at InfoWarsLife.com. Because obviously we held a few bottles back for ourselves around here. We still do have lung cleanse that was sold out for a long time. A whole bunch of essential oils and key organic compounds known to soothe the throat, the lungs, you name it. Three shots in the mouth. And then you inhale. You don't take it and inhale because that could burn your lungs. Because these are strong oils. You dump this out on the table. I mean, it moves very slowly. This is not a cheap product. We bring you the most concentrated, most organic, most powerful known stuff. And I'm not going to go over everything that's in it. You can go check it out at InfoWarsLife.com. We're very close, again, to selling out of Lung Cleanse. We're very close to selling out of Silver Bullet, which we were out of for 2.5 months. The most powerful, lowest price colloidal silver out there. The same colloidal silver is in a major organic national chain store, grocery store. I'll leave it at that. We private label it from the same big laboratory, and it's $30 there. It's $19.95 at InfoWarsLife.com, just to give you an idea. So highest quality, lowest price out there that we've been able to find. Same thing with the lung cleanse. Same thing with the Survival Shield and the Survival Shield X2 that's from the deep earth source. So, again, I just want to encourage everyone out there to support your own health, your own future, and to support the InfoWar, and to take the challenge to try the X2, to try the original Survival Shield, to try the Super Male Vitality, the Super Female Vitality, and other products that we're offering that are trailblazing so that you really see how good they are. You've heard the rave reviews when I open the phones up on separate subjects and medical doctors call in. In fact, I want to get that guy on as a guest. He's been calling in for like 15 years. The doc out of Wyoming who sent us so many great news articles and things over the years. I didn't forget his last name. He's like, I think, chairman of the Republican Party now in his county or whatever. But the point is, really smart guy. He's been taking X2. He called in on his own volition and said, man, I want to give you my testimony. That's the type of guy we should separately interview about his inside stuff in the Republican Party, but separately about what X2 did for him. Or the first one, X1. I mean, I only bring you stuff that really is hardcore and the very best. And when we go to these top labs and factories, they go, you're really going to put that much of it in there? No one does anything near that with PQQ and CoQ10, all this other stuff. We go, yeah, we're doing it. And you're not going to sell it for $600. You're going to sell it for $129. Yeah, we're going to do it. And I expect backlash over this too, folks, because I'm kind of showing people the whole magic trick here of nutraceuticals. Because I want to dominate the market and win, and feel good at night, bringing people the lowest prices and the most hardcore stuff out there. Now, I'm done ranting. I'm taking my DNA Force right now with my X2 and my purified water by ProPure. And then I'm going to take the secret elixir that we won't have for a few months that everyone's wanting to know what it is. When I'm tired and been up for 14 hours, oh, let me tell you, this is it. And there's no side effect, no hangover on the mystery ingredient everyone wants to know about. Just wait. Let's just say it's a new development. No one else has it. And we're busy getting the patent pending and the trademarks and stuff before we even bring it out. Okay, that's the reason we've not rolled it out yet. Mm. And the best part is we're funding the InfoWar at the same time and true independent media. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Now, there were an overrun of 200 bottles that aren't labeled of the DNA Force. We've had a couple thousand people sign up on the email, the DNA Force page at InfoWarsLife.com, who want to be able to order it first when it comes out. We will take the first 200 emails sometime next week out of those couple thousand and email you so you can get it when the 200 bottles come in. But that'll be it until, I don't know, what's 10 weeks from now, 11 weeks from now? We'll be into November. So I'm sorry about that, but it's good to have things where people have already tried our products and know they're so good that stuff like that's happening. Okay, let's get into the really hardcore news and information now, my friends. Again, here are the headlines. It's the top headline up on drudgereport.com. CDC refuses to identify where previous Ebola tests originated. They're hiding the Ebola test locations. And again, Drudge first linked to us reporting on the beginnings of this yesterday. Now it's being covered by Breitbart, doing a great job. Immigrants, again, we'll get to that news here in a moment. Let me hit this news first. Some of it, again, is up on InfoWars.com. The most complete coverage on Ebola is at DrudgeReport.com. And also PrisonPlanet.com is covering quite a bit of it. And we're covering on the nightly news as well. CDC refuses to identify where previous Ebola tests originated. Tuesday evening, the CDC confirmed what we reported on in the morning, the Breitbart News, that individuals in the United States had been tested for Ebola. Those tests came back negative. We can't believe any of that. But the CDC would not identify the states where they originated. CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta reported Tuesday, that's what we reported on, the Drudge picked up, that half a dozen people had been tested for Ebola. It's way more than that. And it's now being covered up. CDC gets dozens of calls about people who are ill after traveling in Africa. Economic Collapse blog reports, should we be alarmed that the CDC has received several dozen calls from hospitals around the country about people who are ill after traveling in Africa? As you read above and below, a lot more Ebola testing has been going on around the nation. We've been hearing about in the mainstream media. And then it goes on to break down that people are collapsing from Liberia and coming to Morocco and coming to London. I mean, just a lot of scary stuff going on. And again, I'm more concerned about government response and using this as a power grab than I even am about the Ebola. But this is undoubtedly a real pandemic in Africa, now in five nations at least. They brought Ebola, at least two people, into Atlanta. It's a serious situation. But again, CNN reported yesterday, U.S. health authorities concerned, and they've been concealing the number of suspected Ebola victims from the public. Ebola tested across the nation, government suppressing the info. Ebola, BBC reports, global experts begin emergency talks at the World Health Organization. Global health experts at the World Health Organization are meeting to discuss new measures to tackle the Ebola outbreak. The meeting is expected to last 2 days. And we'll decide whether to declare a global health emergency. Today, a man suspected of contracting Ebola died in Saudi Arabia. If confirmed, this will be the first Ebola-related death outside of Africa. The outbreak began in February in Guyana and has since spread to Liberia, Sierra Leone, Nigeria, and now to Saudi Arabia. On Wednesday, a nurse became the second person to die from Ebola in Nigeria. Nigeria's health minister and five other cases of Ebola have been treated in isolation. Sub-Saharan Africa's largest city. It comes as leading infectious disease experts have called for experimental treatments to be offered more widely. Let's continue. Ebola outbreak could be much worse than first thought. Johannesburg, South Africa. The worst outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus in history could actually be much worse than official death tolls reflect, the World Health Organization says. And again, they have a history of covering up how bad things really are when they're serious. Then when something isn't serious, like H1N1 5 years ago, they hype it up like it's the end of the world. When we have governments as evil as this running things, that's the big concern. And why is the southern border still wide open? And why have Border Patrol agents, senior ones, gone public saying they've been ordered to load people up, vomiting, with high fevers, you name it, from the Middle East, from Africa, and just let them come in on the buses, which has been increasing the surge of illegals coming in. Here's another one out of Reuters. Bodies dumped in streets as West Africa struggles to curb Ebola. Relatives of Ebola victims in Liberia defy government orders and dumped infected bodies in the streets as West African governments struggle to enforce tough measures to curb an outbreak of the virus that has killed, let me say this for over a week, 887 people. It's way over that, folks. Most estimates have been over 1,000 for a week. Sierra Leone deploys troops in Ebola crisis to control the border and other issues. We won't do that here, don't worry. Ebola virus spreads because of lax quarantine enforcement, says the World Health Organization and the New York Times. Five new Ebola cases and another death confirmed in Nigeria. Now they're saying in Africa, God is angry with Liberia for trying to legalize homosexuality, blaming Ebola on homosexualism. Well, I'd blame it on airborne viruses that come from fruit bats that have been manipulated in bioweapons labs in the last 50 years, 45 years. That's on record. It's clearly been weaponized, and it's becoming more airborne. And by the way, if you're a new listener and say, hey, it's not airborne, mainline science has said for 2 years evidence it's airborne, with monkeys transferring it to pigs in Africa in cages separated, in laboratories where they're separated. I think a lot of this testing and CDC stuff and UN stuff, undoubtedly these labs are becoming vectors for it, even if they're not trying to create it. It's no doubt SV40 that gave over 100 million Americans cancer on record was from the vaccine production. The question is, was it on purpose or by accident? Well, one of the developers of it told PBS television, we played the clip probably 100 times here, we ought to pull it back up. He was interviewed by the Boston station, the PBS, aired nationally back in the early 90s, that, oh, yeah, we knew it was in there, but there's too many people. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, this is the type of garbage we're dealing with. What's shocking is how Ebola patients look before they die. A British doctor working in Sierra Leone describes the horror of the deadly disease. Giant purple blisters everywhere. Blood pouring out of every orifice. I'm not even going to read any more of this here on air. Maybe I'll get to it more so people know how serious this is. But don't worry. The Washington Post says global warming, you know, the Earth's been cooling for 19 years, the UN's own numbers show, is the cause. You didn't pay your carbon indulgence to the Rothschild Bank, the Rockefeller Bank, so that's why this happened. I'm going to go to break. and I'm going to come back and get into the border situation, then the Russia situation. Ebola crisis spurs passenger checks as airlines still fly, Bloomberg reports, out of West Africa. I love this headline. Tuskegee students stuck in Liberia due to Ebola fears. WSFA, six students who attended Tuskegee University, where the government for 47 years injected black people with syphilis so they could spread it to everybody else at the same time, other blacks and everybody else, are stranded in Liberia. See, that's how I think when I see a headline. Oh, but the government wouldn't be involved in anything now. Briefly, don't forget this hour is brought to you by the great folks at MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex is where you find their biggest weekly, monthly, and daily specials. Not just high-quality non-GMO foods and great customer service, but it lasts more than 20 years, and they're patriots just like us. 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Because in my view, you're completely out of your mind if you don't have high-quality, affordable foods. This is who I've chosen to use. All right, when we come back, immigrants using Facebook to find illegal border crossings as Zuckerberg allows it to be used for human smuggling and other felonies while Facebook shuts down websites exposing the border being wide open. Facebook, all of them, are literally foreign enemy operations. You ask, why are we on them? Because that's where the war is. You go to the front lines, and you go behind the lines as well. And I am part of the militia. I wear a sports jacket, a white shirt, and a stainless steel wristwatch. And I engage in info war. I don't wear camo for a Southeast Asia war that ended 40 years ago. We're going to come back, break it all down on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com.
TerraGanix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from TerraGanix. Life's getting better.
Michelle Obama, who came out with other, pop celebrities, that's what they sold her as, came out and, of course, said, don't say bossy, it hurts women's feelings. Don't call a woman bossy. You don't use the word bossy as a man because you're bad. And people are now saying they won't use the word because she's God. And if she says don't use the word blue, you don't use it. You do what they say. When they say jump, you say, yes, ma'am, how high. Because that's what a free country does. And you don't call illegal aliens either. You use the language they say when they say it, Buster. There's even video and audio of this. I want to get it. Michelle Obama now says women are smarter than men. First Lady Michelle Obama shared some thoughts about women versus men during a conversation with former First Lady Laura Bush at the U.S. African Leaders Summit in Washington, D.C. And she went on to say, women are smarter than men. What an outrageous statement. Some women are smarter demographically than other groups of men. But you, when you get to the highest level of geniuses, you can't even say who's the smartest. Physiologically, women's brains tend to have three times the connections between left and right hemisphere. So women are more intuitive and tend to be, a lot of times, on average, better at aesthetics. I mean, this is well known by sociologists, anthropologists. That's what they target, psychologists. But we are the same species. Men and women are together. That's why they attack both the normal genders, both the standard genders, is to end humanity as we know it, and that's in the textbooks. And so now, imagine if a president said men are smarter than women. Statistically, men are better fighter pilots. Of course, machines are about to replace us, so it doesn't matter. Because men generally have better eyesight, generally don't get as confused under pressure, generally can work in coordination under pressure, generally can operate better when wounded. Now, a woman on average can live longer when wounded. So, big difference. Men can operate better in pain on average. Women can handle more trauma, gunshot wounds, you name it, on average. It's about a 7-point increase in women. Same thing in female babies. They're known to be much stronger than male babies. Look at autism. The chemicals hit boys a lot worse. Because boys, well, it's a complex issue. The point is, it's all about thinking about how we're all different and not together. What an outrageous, bigoted, sexist scumbag. But see, she can say it. You can have rap songs putting down white people all day. You can have Mecha La Raza running around Hispanic Ku Klux Klan putting down white people as the devil. You can have the black first lady up there, or first whatever she is, up there, you know, saying men are dumb, basically. Oh, I heard there wouldn't be any more wars once women got into office. Now they run the State Department, just warmongering everywhere because they work for the globalists. It's a total front, ladies and gentlemen. And these women act more arrogant and more aggressive and more crazy than the nuttiest alpha males I've ever known.
Shouldn't the headline be, women are smarter than George W. Bush?
That would be probably an accurate headline. I mean, the point is that women and men today are childlike, so easy to manipulate. And I refuse to do it. But people like Michelle Obama do. I mean, women are, I mean, they're getting people ready for Hillary to run. Oh, yeah, I'm going to show you a girl gonna get in. I mean, it is just so transparent, so mindless, so stupid. And it's all sick. I didn't get into all the border stuff. Suspects in murder of Border Patrol agent arrested and deported. Texas, I mean, it's all coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
You filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.